Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Family Secrets family. It's Danny, and we're back with an episode of Listener Messages. Our mailbox has been brimming with your amazing stories, so we're going to start dropping these in from time to time as we continue to be hard at work creating Season 4 of Family Secrets, with an amazing lineup of guests, launching in early October. I know it's a long time to wait. And I know we could all use the distraction, but good things take time, and I promise it'll be worth it. In the meantime, we're trying to bring you as much great bonus content as we can. And to that end, here are some stories recorded by you, our wonderful, devoted listeners. I'm honored and grateful that you're part of my world.
Hi, Danny. I just stumbled across your podcast and was amazed at the fact that I'm not the only one with such family secrets. At age 55, I found out that I was adopted. I had been out of contact with many of my family since my mother's passing when I was 11 and my father's passing when I was 14. I was raised by family friends with intermittent contact with those family members over the years. When I received that call, I found that I had been adopted and may have a half-brother and half-sister. It took me 6 weeks to get to the bottom of that story by contacting other cousins I hadn't seen in years. Subsequently, I found that it was an adoption, but a very unusual one. My biological mother went to the hospital and delivered me using my mother and father's names on the birth certificate. I never had a reason to think I was adopted. I found since then that I had a half-brother and half-sister on my mother's side whom I've met. And just within this past year, with the help of DNA detectives, researchers, a little about my father's side of the family. And have just within the recent few months found that I have another half-brother, but on my father's side. I've always been blessed to have many family members, biological or otherwise, but I had no idea how many secrets there were, and the fact that for my entire lifetime, cousins, aunts, and uncles, everyone knew but me. And now I have information to share with my own daughters. It's been quite a journey. Thanks for letting me share.
I'm calling because, like many families, we have a family secret. When I was 7 years old, I was molested by my brother for over a year. It was a secret that I held on to until I was in my mid-40s and felt safe enough to talk to my husband about it and then got some therapy. In any case, the situation started after my brother found out that he was adopted by my biological father. My mother had been married before and divorced, and his biological father wasn't interested in keeping in contact. My mother married my father, and he adopted him as his. My brother was 12 when my parents told him this, and it really shook him. And I think he became very confused about a lot of things, and very shortly thereafter began to molest me. And this went on for over a year. The time we lived on the East Coast, and then we moved to the West Coast. And as I got a little bit older, I was 8 when we moved to the West Coast, I began to plan on how I would make him stop. And I did, but I never told anyone what happened, and I carried it with me for many years. My brother and I maintained a relationship, pretty close family relationship, actually, up and until I decided to come out with the information. I spoke to my husband and then went to a therapist who recommended that I talk to my parents about it. They were divorced now. My father was wonderful, very caring and loving towards both my brother and I, exactly how I think he should have been. My mother, however, was very angry at me for telling her and decided that she was going to, in her words, take my brother's side. And so she did. And also in the process of all of that volatility and that conversation, said that she knew So I never really knew what that meant. She and I have never discussed it since. This was about 4 years ago. It's come up now and then, but she's so volatile about it that I don't engage in the conversation with her. I just can't see that helping anything.
Hi. At age 53, on a Sunday evening, I had just put my wife to bed, tucked her in, and I went to watch some television, and my phone went off a text from a lady that said, "You don't know me, but my husband was adopted." The lady said her husband was adopted. And she gave me a name. That part of it was my uncle's name. She gave me their birth mother's name, which was my birth mother's name, and her birthday, which really shocked me. And I said, I don't have a brother. It's only me and my sister my entire life. And she kept asking questions. While she was asking the questions, I phoned my parents. So I have the lady texting while their parents are on the phone. I told my father what happened. The strange lady texted me. His immediate reaction was anger, which told me he should have been asking questions, but he was angry instead. Well, ultimately, he admitted that I did, in fact, have a full biological brother. And come to find out, after 53 years, he lived 15 minutes away from me. I'm a musician. He had actually been at some of my shows. He didn't know he had a brother, neither did I. Little rough times came after that. My parents were angry at the woman for coming forward. They kept repeating that they were never going to tell me. Ultimately, through some pressure from me, we all met. And then I publicly broadcast it because I was tired of, after all that time, not knowing. Now you want me to keep it a secret? No, that's not going to happen. So it was put out there, and my mother said after it was put out there, she had the best sleep of her life. And now they regret never telling me. So there was a happy ending in it. And rather than be angry at the 53 years lost, my parents are 73, 74. I said, I'm not going to lose their relationship now. So I just accepted it, water under the bridge, and it's all good now, but I'm still not using the same brother. I was 53 years, I didn't have one. It's really difficult to get the concept, but I'm slowly growing into it. So that was my family secret.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.